song. And I know it's done in a situation where a lot of people are there together and they're all joining in the atmosphere of that praise. But let me tell you something, that needs to be the cry of our heart personally. Glorify your name. And you know, he said he has glorified his name and he will glorify it again. But how he will do it is in and through his church. That's a surrender factor for you and I. It really, really, really is. And it's an important part of understanding who we are in God and who God is in us to see his work outworking in our lives. I'm not going to take a lot of time tonight because I've covered a couple of things over the last couple of weeks that are, I think, really important in the messages of building a well. And you know, John 1:1 says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:12 says, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. So in the beginning, the Word has always been there. You know, it's amazing if you look at the picture of creation. The heart to create, the desire to create was generated in the mind of the Father. It was spoken into existence, light be and light was, by the Lord Jesus. He spoke it. Why was it was? Because the Spirit hovered over the face waiting for the Word to manifest. No different today. The Spirit of God is hovering today over this planet, over your life and my life, waiting for the Word to come alive and be manifested in and through us. We're going to say, glorify your name in all the earth. There has to be a source. And that source is the glory of God in and through his Word. Jesus also, I covered this the last couple of weeks, when he met the woman at the well of Samaria, he says, if you drink of this water, natural water out of the well, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water I shall give, you will never thirst. But it shall be a well springing up within you into everlasting life. The water is synonymous in Scripture as the Word of God. And so he came as the living Word from heaven, bringing that water of the Word into our lives to wash, to cleanse, refresh, but to give us the capacity to dig into its resources and to drink of that well he talked about. If you drink of the water I shall give, it will be in you. What we saw tonight with these kids out here just memorizing and giving out their scriptures, I'm like, wow. There is a well being dug in those kids' lives. There's a resource there that will be there. I just thought of myself as a little kid learning scriptures in church and in kids' church areas. And I've never forgotten. We learned Psalm 100 back when I was probably 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generation. What was it Kerry read out about Moses seeing the Lord on the mountain? It parallels Psalm 100's last verses. That's a pretty amazing thing. And you know, it's talking of the nature and the goodness of God. And then when we talk about the aspects of learning the scriptures and knowing them for ourselves, it's so important. It has an everlasting, lifelong aspect. I also remember getting up at Richmond AOG in Bridge Road, the old Richmond Temple Church that used to be there. No longer there anymore. It's another building using, but they've moved around the corner. And I remember getting up and we'd learned a scripture, bless the Lord, O my soul. and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Where did that come from? Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, and 3. You know, I remember getting up and doing what these kids did tonight. And we didn't get any lollies, though. But, you know, the whole thing about it is it's there. It's constantly there. Treasure that water of life. Where Jesus said, if you drink of the water, I shall give. That word of the scriptures was from pre-creation. The word was there. In the beginning was the word. And the word became flesh and manifested, and the word was poured out for us, and the word is made available to us. And we can then tap into that word and drink of the life of that word, and it's refreshing. And it goes on, just as that well of Samaria was there when Jesus met the woman. Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well? Yeah? That well blessed generations. That well will not only bless me, but I have taught my children the studies of the word and how to memorize the word. They teaching their children. I think it's so great they've got a heart to teach the children of the church the word of God and get them to memorize it and repeat it and learn it, because you never know when the day comes later on that that word will spring up as a well within them and create a life source for them in given situations that this world throws at them and cause them to be overcomers and conquerors. Come on. We have got a responsibility to devour the word, to drink in the word. Last week I finished off and I talked about how to dig a well. Now you're troubled with, and I use these scriptures of anxiety. And then I talked about what does the scripture say about anxiety or care or worry. You know, and just came, a couple of people contributed and be anxious for nothing. You're casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We have to be able to turn around, and like Kerry said, she read the scriptures and recognized that the blood speaks. The blood speaks. There in the children of Israel's homes when the angel of death was passing over when they were in Egypt, and that death angel was taking the firstborn of every child or every family in the land, the blood on the lintels and doorposts said, not this house, Jose, move on. This house is covered by the shed blood of a lamb. I'm telling you, that blood still speaks now, because the Bible tells us when Jesus died, in between dying and coming back and manifesting himself, he entered the Holy of Holies in heaven with his own blood, miraculously took it up from where it was poured out at Calvary, presented it to the Father, and sprinkled all of the heavenly vessels. Why did he have to do that? Number one, because that's where sin was initiated. Satan was actually the worship leader in heaven and ministered to God at the throne until sin was found in him. Then, because of his influence, many of the other angels went with him and were cast out, because he was influential over possibly a third of the angels. And then you have this whole scenario of virtual rebellion in heaven that started at the throne of God. What was it that cleansed that throne room of God so that you and I could have access? The shed blood of the Lord Jesus. That blood is sprinkled there. It still speaks to the Father. And when the death angel comes over your life and my life, when temptation comes and when sickness comes and when troubles come and tribulation and persecution and other things come, we can go to the Father and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, and say, not this child. The blood is speaking there. The blood's crying out. The blood. It's so important for us to have dug a well in our life to be able to come to God and to just draw on that well. I don't know how many times when things have gone wrong, or my own life has been challenged in some way, or my Christian experience, or my Christian testimony, and I think, you know, I don't have to stop for too long because my internals have been trained, my spirit man has been trained. I'm like a computer. I'm scanning the hard drive of my heart, saying, where's the scripture that fits that? What do I have to fight with? What do I have a stand with? What do I have to... And it doesn't take a split second, because you know what? The Spirit of God is there hovering just as he was in creation, and he is there to bring to our remembrance whatsoever things we have. Whatsoever things we have learned. You haven't dug a well, you haven't learned anything. It's a scriptural resource of your life that is so, so important. You might think, well, I'm in cruise mode, I'm fine, I've got nothing to worry about. I tell you what, you won't be in cruise mode for long. There is a devil out there walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And there's situations that and circumstances you and I have no control over sometimes, where we are under all sorts of pressures or attacks, or it can be financial stress, it can be family worries, it can be job worries, it can be personal worries, it can be all sorts of things, because we're involved in a crazy world with a crazy lifestyle that has pressure attached to it at every given turning point. We need a word. We need a word. We need a word. And it's important we learn to do that. I got a few sheets that I printed out, and we could quickly, I tell you what, I'm going to divvy you up into group A, group B. Okay, hose A and hose B, like the Spanish man with the twins. Now, what we'll do here, hang on, there should be four there, I think, and there should be four here, and there's a few spares. Now, I'm going to join this group over here, and if Rake can join me, have we got enough over that side, or do you want to... Sorry? I listened to a guy this last week. No, I won't go into that. I'll just give you one last scripture that is a blessing to me as well. And it says this. Sometimes when we... just I'll explain this from my perspective. Sometimes we think we know things, and we oh, yeah, I know that, you know. So a scripture comes up, someone shares something. Yeah, I know that. That's really... But, you know, the Bible says, be doers of the word, and not hearers only. So I think God wants us to recognize a few things in our life that we think we know because we know it in our minds. We don't know it in our hearts until we're doing it. And that's where the well is springing up into life. I think we're ready out there, everyone. We've gone on a lot longer. Thank you.